Oh, yes. One more thing. See, I got this long laundry list. We, at Saturday, we're having a Q&A session, okay? Get your questions in here. If you have questions now, you'll probably have more questions as we proceed. Get your questions in there. We will try to address as many of those questions as we can during that Q&A session. We're going to give you the opportunity, even perhaps, to ask some questions as the sessions go along. We want you to get involved as much as we can, but there's time constraints. Okay, we want to do this as within the right amount of time as we can. All right, I think that's most of my yard work. Let's get down to work. We know that the theme of this particular seminar, we might call it a conference, really it is preaching, biblical preaching, expository preaching. So I was hoping to be able to read more of Psalm 119 to us, but I just want to start with the first portion and get us started. I heard a preacher once preach a message on Psalm 119, and he opened by reading his text. All of Psalm 119.
Wow.
And then he said, it's amazing, we are here at this conference about the authority and sufficiency of Scripture, and you're surprised that I opened by reading the entire text of Psalm 119. And that has stuck with me, okay? And that's really why we're here. There's been so much said, and Brother Jeff's going to deal with this in depth in his first session. Been so much said about expository preaching. You know, at the very basic foundational principle, you know what it's all about? This book that we have before us, it is God's Word. Mm-hmm. It is the Word of our God. And we have a responsibility to handle it as He has set forward for us to handle it.
Amen.
We don't have the authority to just decide to do with it what we want to do with it. Man has never had the authority to handle the things of God like he dictates, has he? Think about how he has revealed himself through the ages of history. He said, don't put your dirty hands on it. Remember the stones for the altar? Don't hew them rocks. Don't touch them with your hands. And we have to be very careful. This is from our God. We are responsible for how we handle it. His Word. And that's really what this seminar is all about. Psalm 119, verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. I know I don't have to tell us, but that word law there is synonymous for His Word. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the Word of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies, His Word, and that seek Him with the whole heart. Where do they find Him? In His Word. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts, Thy Word, diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep Thy Word. Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all of Thy commandments, all of Thy Word. I will praise Thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned Thy righteous judgments, Thy righteous Word. I will keep Thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. God's Word. That's what this is really all about. God's Word. As preachers and teachers, how are we supposed to handle God's Word? Has God told us? Has God given us an example of how we are to handle His Word? Or are we supposed to handle it just any way we want it? That's really the question. So may the Lord help us to see. We're so thankful you're here. We're thankful for our teachers and preachers. By the way, I mentioned the morning sessions. The evening sessions are going to be more of a, if I could put it like this, a worship service. We're going to have some singing, and we're going to have preaching, and to give us the Lord's word, preached word, but also to give us an example of expository preaching. So we're looking forward to that. Those sessions will start in the evening at 6. So we'll get to all of that. We're glad you're here. We have our teachers here. We have God's Word before us, but we need Him.
Amen.
Let's go to Him and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for bringing us to this day, to this place. We thank You so much for Your hand upon us. We thank you so much, Lord, for your goodness towards us. We thank you, Lord, that you are so merciful to us. And Lord, that you would give us the blessing of reading and teaching and preaching your word. Lord, we are all so unworthy of such a blessed privilege. Help us to know our unworthiness, and in that same breath, help us to know how great a responsibility is to handle your word. You tell us in your word, Lord, that you put your name, you put your word above your name. And we know that you hold your name, your glory. You are committed to it above everything else, but yet your word is higher in your own mind. Help us to hold it there, Lord. And we just pray this weekend that you would help us, Lord, together to see the truth of your word, to see how your word is to be handled, Lord. That when it's all said and done, Lord, we just love you more and seek to care for and guard your word as we ought to. Thank you again for this blessed privilege. Thank you for bringing each one here this afternoon. We just pray, Lord, that your son, Lord, that he would receive glory and honor and thanksgiving for all things. We know, Lord, without him, even this book before us is a curse to us. But because of him, what a blessing you have bestowed upon us. Help us, Lord, to rightly divide your truth. Lord, we pray now for Brother Jeff. We pray, Lord, that you just be with him, giving clarity of mind and speech, Lord, and bring forth from him what is needful for us. We just ask and pray for your blessings and your help. And we do so in Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. Amen. Well, our first session, our first speaker, Brother Jeff Shore. He is the pastor of Charleston Baptist Congregation in Charleston, West Virginia, and he's going to be dealing with a very important subject. We have found over the last few months just exactly how important this is, so we are so... What is